down and come hungry.
The Marshall Tucker Band is coming to the Montgomery Performing Arts Center, and News Talk 93.1 wants you to win tickets before they're gone.
Gonna check a freight train down at the station line. I don't care where it goes.
Tune into the 3 Minute and a Lady Morning Show with Greg, Jay, Emily, and Rich all week long to win tickets to see the Marshall Tucker Band at the Impact on April 25th. Tickets to the Marshall Tucker Band at the Montgomery Performing Arts Center April 25th from News Talk 93.1.
Free pizza every third Thursday of the month at Folcarelli's. All you have to do is RSVP to 279-7431 and listen to the Health and Wealth Show weeknights at 7 on WACV. Don't forget to RSVP.
And now a star is born. On April 25th, 1940, the world welcomed little baby Al Pacino.
Mom? Dad? Say hello to your little friend!
Wait, what?
Say hello to your little friend!
What kind of accent is that?
It's Cuban!
No.
Al Pacino, a star is born.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
Stand by for news.
This is a Fox News alert. I'm Lillian Wu. He's number 20 for 2020.
Joe Biden launched his bid for the White House in an online video.
America's an idea. An idea that's stronger than any army, bigger than any ocean, more powerful than any dictator or tyrant.
The 20th Democrat to enter the race for the White House, Biden will reportedly hold a fundraiser tonight in Philadelphia and then travel to Pittsburgh on Monday.
Fox's Rachel Sutherland. And we're learning the best places to live in the U.S. as ranked by U.S. News and World Report.
So congratulations to Austin, Texas. You were ranked number one. The live music capital of the world ranks high in desirability, has a low unemployment rate. Colorado ranking high. Denver and Colorado Springs coming in numbers 2 and 3. Fayetteville, Arkansas is growing fast and ranked 4th. And don't forget about Des Moines. Iowa's capital city has a high quality of life.
Fox's John Saucier. This is Fox News.
Right here near Millbrook.
Yeah.
Good morning, everyone. Time to check in with your favorite radio morning show. Good morning, Greg Budell.
At your service.
And Jay Scott. By the way, Jay, what did you guys have for breakfast this morning?
All we got left is rabbit and hot dogs.
I don't know if I want a hot dog.
Hot dog, they'll take rabbit.
Emily Hayes, could you tell me what it sounds like in your little love nest when husband comes home after a hard day at work in twice-a-day Millbrook?
Hello. Come in. I'm so happy to see you.
Bailey, the wonder dog. Bet I can make you laugh. Chicken. And Rich Thomas, have you got a weather forecast ready?
Why, certainly.
You know, that's one of the biggest parts of the program.
Some fun, eh? La, 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 la.
Now, stand by for 3 men.
What dish?
And a lady.
Well, on a Thursday goes by on a Thursday morning, bomb hours when you work coming up later. Random facts with Jay Scott, followed by our pop quiz. Emily Hayes is here. I'm Greg. On the board, and this guy is the star.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, a family-owned company with competitive pay and great benefits, good home time, and new equipment arriving daily. Be a part of the family. Give Wiley Sanders a call at 855-777-9785.
We've had a beautiful string of days for the last several days, and now that's coming to an end as the storm system approaches. Already there have been a lot of warnings in Mississippi and Louisiana this morning. It's going to be a warm day today with a high around 81. We're dry this morning. We're dry, I think, early in the afternoon, but then thunderstorms becoming likely later on in the afternoon and into the evening hours tonight before ending late tonight. Some of the storms could be strong, possibly severe. We are in a marginal, well, most of us are in a marginal severe weather risk, but that grows a little stronger to a level 2 risk once you get to places like Camden, Enterprise, Demopolis, and that could be adjusted. With tonight's low 63, tomorrow's high up to about 80, maybe a shower early in the day tomorrow, then improvement. Sun's back out. Midday and afternoon tomorrow, and then the weekend. Wow, how nice. With sunshine on Saturday and Sunday, highs 82 Saturday, 85 Sunday. How about 88 Monday? And maybe teasing 90 by Tuesday and Wednesday. Beach forecast for the beaches from Gulf Shores to Panama City. Chance of showers early in the day on Friday. Otherwise, a nice weekend Saturday and Sunday. Highs in the 70s. Water temperature a chilly 72. Right now, we have partly cloudy skies and 62 at 7:06. Whether it's a leaky faucet or a busted toilet or a broken pipe, plumbing picks the worst time to be a problem. And that's why you want to know somebody who's ready to go 24 hours a day, 7 days a week to take care of your problems, and they never charge overtime. Well, that would be Plumbing by Lukewire. They are absolutely my go-to. Now it's a no-brainer. If I have a plumbing issue or maybe a drip that is just driving you crazy. You're trying to sleep. And anyway, Plumbing by Lukewire is who I call. And I got the whole house plumbing inspection because that'll let you know if there is a major problem lurking perhaps behind that dishwasher or under that sink that could be soon a significant problem. Maybe even when you're out of town kind of problem. You don't want to come home to a flooded situation because I know some neighbors who have done that. No, you don't want to. That's why you should give them a call. If it ain't broke, don't fix it. But if it is, call them at 264-9666, or you can visit them on the web, acbylukewire.com. Click on the plumbing tab. Alabama certification number 84417.
708.
Who likes good news?
Good news, everyone.
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 The good news is
from Emily Hayes.
Oh, hey.
Start reading.
Yeah. It's me. Some good news out of, you guessed it, Alabama.
Hey.
How about? A fella named Jamario Howard was at a restaurant with two friends last week, and he saw an older lady sitting by herself. It turned out her husband had passed away, and the next day was their 60th anniversary.
Oh.
So Jamario invited her to sit with him and his friends, and there's a photo that's going viral. Maybe we can get Greg to post it for you a little bit later. Sure. But this happened at a barbecue joint in Oxford, which is around Anniston. It's over on, like, off I-20.
So we have an Oxford, and so does Mississippi.
Uh-huh, yeah. The lady's name is Eleanor, which is a beautiful name. She told Jamario that she was sitting alone because her husband had passed away. The next day was their 60. It would have been their 60th anniversary, and at that point, he invited her to come sit at his table with his friends, and she got excited. He said that he thought about how he'd hate to have to eat alone and that he hopes that it inspires more people to do something kind. You never know what other people are going through. I think that's a recurring theme about everything in life. You never know what's going on in the other person's life. So good on you, Jamario. And I'm curious as to which barbecue joint that is in Oxford.
I don't think I've been to Oxford.
It's like, if you know, you're leaving Birmingham, headed to Atlanta that way on I-20. You would pass the Anniston, Oxford.
I've been on I-20, but only on the part east of Gadsden, Anniston.
Yeah, you pass the exit for it. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
It's up yonder way.
Up yonder way. Yep.
Yep.
Took the train from there.
That
was 9 years ago.
Golden Rule. Isn't Golden Rule up there? That's a really good barbecue place.
I don't get around.
Yeah, Jay.
What's that supposed to mean?
That means there's people who tell me of places in Prattville, and I'm like, where's that?
Really?
Oh, it's on this road. What road is that? And it should be a well-known road, but I don't know it because I'm horrible at knowing those things. I'm horrible.
Jay's either in
I'm at
Prattville or Montgomery or Seattle. That's pretty much.
Yeah,
the
right? There you go.
Or San Antonio.
Where is the
I
next?
I didn't go this year.
What is the
I
next?
Know.
What's the next nerd thing?
It'd be Seattle.
Oh.
That's coming up, and that's Labor Day and stuff. That's August, September.
Weather nerds in San Diego in June.
San Diego?
Oh, I'm supposed to do that radio thing in June, too.
What radio thing?
The music director thing.
Oh. Where's that going to be?
In Bourbonville.
Bourbonville what?
Now it's you know why she's doing it.
It's in Kentucky.
Oh.
Whoa.
I'm going nowhere fast.
All right.
I'm going to the Belchers Convention. It is 7-Eleven. When you have to move, And sometimes, hey, it's generally a good thing. You know, the boss says, we are promoting you. We're going to give you a lot more money, but you're going to have to move to Atlanta or some other place. And all of a sudden, you, that's great news, but you've got a house that you need to sell. And there's an urgency to that process. That's when you need to call Eddie Bader from the Goodson Group.
Yes.
First of all, Eddie was at Baumhauer's last night with his bride. He is the greatest guy. And he is like a perpetual motion type of person. Even when he's sitting, he looks like he's moving.
What did he tell me? We're working on a project together, and he was like, I'm like a golden retriever. Just throw something out there for me to catch.
Yes, that's perfect.
Give me something to do. The man wants something to do.
And so when you, and even if you're not leaving the area, you're just putting your house on the market because you want to buy something somewhere else. This is the man you want on the job because you know that he's going to devote every single second to making that sale happen.
Tenacity.
Yes. And dogged determination.
Yes.
Oh, since he's a golden retriever,
right,
I thought that's
okay.
Appropriate. And just an absolutely sensational human being to work with. And when you're looking for a property, order it up, because you pretty much have a very specific idea of what you like, what price range you'll be shopping in, whether you're buying or renting, and Eddie can help you with that as well. He lives in this universe, and he knows that I don't know that he even has to look stuff up. Mm-hmm. Chances are you tell him what you want, he knows what's already available in terms of what you're looking for. So he won't waste your time. Worth the call, certainly, to 322-0662. That's Eddie Bader with the Goodson Group, 322-0662. He will make the process of home buying and finding lots of fun. At 713, let's hit the traffic dungeon.
We are rolling into the 7 o'clock hour, and Montgomery Skywatch already sees an accident for you on I-65 southbound. It's just north of the Northern Boulevard, so it's backing up traffic there. Be careful if you're coming in from Prattville. If you're traveling around the boulevard this morning, traffic is building up pretty quickly, and there's delays at the traffic lights, but we don't have anything to really slow you down. If you're coming in on the 31s, everything looks pretty good there as well. Let's be careful as we head into work and school this morning and watch the traffic around you. Haynes Ambulance serves Central Alabama, both on the ground and in the air. They're ready when you or those you love need them. Haynes Ambulance. I'm Jeff Blake, Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
Get the tiger on your side and get the money you deserve. Call the Vance Law Firm, 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Yesterday, Rich, you missed an all-time record, Random Facts. It just was one of those things where there was something to talk about with every single... It took, like, almost a half hour.
I feel like it was a 30-minute long session of Random Facts.
It was all good stuff.
Back on the podcast, so listen to that.
We're going to be doing Random Facts here shortly. That'll be followed by our $10 Food Outlet Pop Quiz. And we'll let you know what the weekend specials are shortly. In local news, the Baumhauer's winning word is coming up later in the hour. Morning Maroon nominees will happen around 8:45, and we have some good ones there as well. At 7:15, here's your local news, and then we'll be back with Jay. And a convoluted intro.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. Alabama Senate President Pro Tem Del Marsh will not run for U.S. Senate next year. Marsh said he concluded he would not enjoy Washington because he likes, quote, getting things done. Alabama Congressman Bradley Byrne and former Auburn football coach Tommy Tuberville have announced they are running. Wednesday was Human Trafficking Awareness Day at the Alabama State House. Multiple bills have been introduced to help fight human trafficking. One would require all healthcare workers to undergo human trafficking training. That bill is still in committee. And Alabama health officials are warning that a traveler passing through Alabama may have exposed people to measles. They say the traveler made stops in Livingston and Fort Payne on April 11th. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
It's Take Your Daughters and Sons to Work Day. Good luck getting them back in school after they see how miserable they'll be when they finally do have a career.
Try Sinclair's East. Fine dining. Vaughnette Taylor.
I brought Dirk Swofford with me today, who's been a co-worker and a good friend of mine for years. Everybody knows him from Corsino's probably in the daytime, but he's a great waiter, and two-thirds, three-fourths of the crowd that comes in tonight wants Dirk to wait on him because he's a first-class freight waiter and a good man and has lots of stories for the little kids.
Dinner at Sinclair's is a great experience. We have such a nice and large and varied menu that no matter who comes in there, we're going to have something you're going to like.
Dirk knows what's good.
We've got a shrimp pesto to die for. The way they make that pesto sauce, you want to slap your grandma.
Try a burger break at Sinclair's.
Got a lot of great burgers at Sinclair's. They're all hand-patty. There's nothing prefab about our place. We have some great cooks, and they are dedicated, and they love to put out some great food. And we got some great servers, and they like serving that great food.
Sinclair's East. Fine dining. Vaughn at Taylor.
When you buy a certified pre-owned Subaru, that smart investment feeling never goes away. That's because every vehicle comes with factory-backed 7-year, 100,000-mile powertrain coverage, 152-point inspection, and a Carfax vehicle history report. During the Subaru Love Strikes Twice event, get financing as low as 0.99% for 36 months on a certified pre-owned vehicle at Montgomery Subaru. Extended powertrain coverage from original warranty start date. Special finance rates available on all Subaru certified pre-owned used vehicles 2019 to 2014 model years. No down payment required with approved credit.
Montgomery Subaru.
Join us today from 11:30 to 1 at Lewis Lawn Equipment on Northeastern Boulevard for our Paw It Forward Pet Drive. Drop off your pet and shelter supplies to help the River Region Humane Societies.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Today is April 25th, Hug a Plumber Day. It's a day when everyone is encouraged to tightly embrace a plumber. And just to be clear, that is a monkey wrench in his pocket, but he's still happy to see you. Ooh. Have a wonderful Hug a Plumber Day.
And now,
he's flush, full of
random.
Oh, man. It's getting better and better.
It's good.
That was really good.
Oh. That was better than yesterday's. Yesterday's was what? The pig snort?
Well, it was just, but it was time.
Yeah, but that was really good.
You're brilliant.
Oh. Enough praise.
Yeah. Did you know?
Still round, though. That's the thing that's bothering me.
Stop.
Round's a shape.
Yeah, I heard that on TV this morning.
Did you know that Einstein failing math exam is a myth? He actually failed the entrance exam to Zurich Polytechnic because he did poorly on botany, zoology, and language sections.
He got in on a football scholarship.
Did you know a Saudi man who was at the time the heaviest person alive and the second heaviest person ever recorded at 1,340 pounds? That's a fat man. Yeah. This was in 2013.
You know, even if you drop 40 pounds, you're still 1,300 pounds.
Those people, man. There was a guy in a New York apartment that weighed like 700 or 800 pounds, and they couldn't get him out.
Yeah. Right.
He couldn't fit through the door. They had to take him out to the window, pull up a cherry picker, and lower him down.
That's embarrassing.
Now, that was in 2013. He was ordered by his king to lose weight. Mm-hmm. He then lost 1,195 pounds.
Good night, nurse!
And in 2017, he only weighed 150 pounds.
The king ordered him to start eating.
But, you know, you weigh 150, but you got a lot of those rolls, you know what I mean?
The excess skin.
Those rolls. Yeah.
Well, it's like in the Austin Powers movie, Fat stirred, at the end. Do you remember that?
Yeah, no, he lost the weight.
What was that? He went on the Jared diet. That was before Jared became a curve. But it's still in the movie.
That's before we knew Jared.
Well, yeah,
Jared
I understand
was.
It. But that line always...
He was actively pervy. We just didn't know.
And we all remember the metaphor he used in that scene at the end of the movie where Austin and Beyonce are walking out of the theater.
Beyonce.
I got all the folds on my neck. Looks like a... an accordion.
Sure. Did you know... I feel like Emily will enjoy this.
I don't like anything.
Yeah, that's...
Go ahead.
Lemmy Kilmister of Motorhead.
Lemmy!
Told you she'd love it. He loved to play a particular arcade game at his local bar. I do not know, and I haven't been able to find out what arcade game this is. Because, trust me, I looked for it. When he found out he was terminally ill, the bar owner brought the arcade game to Lemmy's apartment so he could keep playing it at home.
Oh.
Yeah. It goes on to say that there were some modest lifestyle changes when Lemmy found out he was terminally ill. He cut back from his more than 2 packs of cigarettes a day to 1 pack a week. And after at least 4 decades of a half gallon of Jack Daniels every day, he switched to vodka and orange juice.
Oh, that's better.
And just 4 or 5 drinks a day.
Well,
just four.
He's Lemmy.
Sounds like he kind of contributed to his own demise there.
He still enjoyed his daily speed.
His speed.
Stop. You know, if you don't have anything nice to say about Lemmy, if you're going to laugh at Lemmy.
But that half gallon of brown liquor again.
Yeah, he was in his 70s,
though. Y'all should hear me karaoke.
In his
70s?
Yeah.
So good. Yeah.
He made it to his 70s.
If I live to 70, there'll be quite the party.
On that kind of lifestyle.
I will have defied everybody's expectations.
You have a contract here.
The boss.
Yeah.
Into the 70s.
That's why I got it, because nobody expects me to live to fill out the whole thing.
Stop, now.
No, the boss told me once, he says, you're the closest thing to Keith Richards they'll ever have here in the River region. I am not active in that regard, though.
Did you know the telecom company Sprint was built on infrastructure belonging to the former Southern Pacific Railroad, which is where it gets its name from, by the way. Sprint stands for Southern Pacific Railroad Internal Network Telecommunications.
How clever! Wow.
I didn't know that.
I love stuff like that. Those are the kind of random facts that I like.
That's one of those things where you've known it forever, but you had no idea that it actually...
Yeah, it actually means something.
Yeah, exactly.
What does T-Mobile mean?
telecommunications mobile, maybe?
It could be.
I don't know. All I know is that guy likes to wear pink.
It's a German company that owns them, right? That bought out all the stuff, like DigiPCS.
No idea.
German?
I know nothing. Nothing.
Okay.
Did you know there's a Japanese fish called Hanako who lived for 215 years?
Do you like fish sticks?
The longest living koi fish ever recorded. He was alive from 1751 to 1977.
Whoa.
What was it, like a shy fish, koi, or is that a brand?
That's a funny one. Did you know, in the United States, a check does not need to be written on a bank check. You can write a check on anything, including clothing, and legally have it cashed as long as it includes the proper information.
Right.
Like the routing number and the account number at the bottom.
As far as
I've seen
I guess.
I've seen people...
done on brown bags.
I've seen heard of someone who wrote his last child support check on the back of his shirt. To give the shirt off his back.
Oh, I see.
Well, you should be willing to do that for your kid.
On National Take a Kid to Work Day.
Yeah.
Right. We have more of that coming up, too.
Oh, great.
Of course, then the flip side of that is that banks and credit unions can refuse any check they think is suspicious.
Hey, so those big, super duper giant checks that you get?
Yeah.
Like the
lottery?
Can you, like a TV.
Can you lug that into a bank?
You can basically, right?
If it's got the right routing number on it,
if
it's got all the right information,
you don't need a bank check if you have your routing number, and you can put it, tear a piece of paper in half and write a check.
I want to test this.
Again, banks and credit unions can refuse it if they feel it is suspicious or that they would have trouble collecting on the check. So
I'm going to write you a check for 62 cents.
Yeah, they probably won't care too much on that one. Did you know the color orange was called red yellow until the English-speaking world was introduced to the fruit that was named orange?
Yeah.
Where did they come from? China? Asia? Someplace?
Orange? Oranges?
Somebody brought oranges here, if I'm not mistaken.
I would have to, let's see, orange fruit, which means I'm going to have to go to...
Until they discovered Tropicana, Florida, maybe. I don't know.
Let me let this open up so I can tell you...
Because I remember that in a random fact.
Yeah, we did. Yeah, we did.
Ancient China. Sweet orange originated in ancient China. And the earliest mention of the sweet orange was in Chinese literature in 314 B.C.
Why'd you say China that way?
Because y'all say Japan.
Japan?
Japan. That's Japan. How Harry Truman pronounced it.
Did you know? In over 50 years and 10 billion passengers, the Japanese bullet train has never had a single passenger fatality caused by a derailment or collision.
Wow. That's pretty impressive.
That is amazing.
Even during an 8.9 magnitude earthquake, a seismometer sent a signal to automatically cut power and trigger the emergency brake on 33 trains seconds ahead of the shockwave.
See, they know how to handle that, earthquakes.
That's amazing to me. Did you know? Poison dart frogs make great pets. That sounds a lot, doesn't it? Poison dart frogs, and you're going to keep them around as pets? Well, as long as they are bred in captivity, they're fine. They get their poison from their diet in the wild. So if they never have those things that generate the poison...
They're good for the kids.
They're harmless. Yeah. They're harmless in captivity, and they can live over a decade.
Oh.
Yeah.
Decade.
Poison dart frogs. Did you know the last German plane to fly over Britain during World War II was a jet-engined bomber? Okay. And it was called a Blitz.
I have watched so many shows on the Nazi channel.
And the Nazi channel.
Well, it's ironically American History channel, but they have got dozens and dozens of documentaries on, and one of them is on some of the advanced war material that Germany was in the process of producing, but I don't... And we knew they had the jet. That was the Messerschmitt 252. Right. But you know that, right? I don't know about ever hearing about a jet engine bomber, though.
This one was the Aredo AR-234 Blitz.
It's a good thing that we put Germany... that war stopped when it did, because they were working on some amazing things. They had some very smart people.
They did. Hitler's insanity saved us in a way, because he made stupid decisions that spared us, because they were ready to bring the war to America.
Who was it?
Bombers.
Wasn't he doing meth?
Yeah, he was all methed up.
Yeah.
All the soldiers were, too. That's how they kept them.
You know, they go so far on that, you know.
It was produced in limited numbers. It was used almost entirely in the reconnaissance role, but in its few uses as a bomber, it proved to be nearly impossible to intercept. It was the last Luftwaffe aircraft.
Yep. Luftwaffe. There's no silent letters in German.
Okay. Aircraft to fly over Britain during the war in April 1945. And finally, did you know in the 1995 Oklahoma City bombing, there was a mysterious detached leg found in the rubble of the destroyed building? Since all 168 victims' legs have been accounted for, the left leg has perplexed investigators and is yet to be traced back to an owner.
Whoa! I mean, how do you explain that?
You just look for somebody with a leg on the lam.
Oh, man. Oh, man.
What?
I'm just...
You want me to explain why that was funny?
No, I don't need I'm gonna hold my tongue.
Sorry.
And those are your random facts.
Yay! And bad jokes.
And bad jokes.
At 7:30, halfway to Camp News and Views.
Oh, well, thank the Lord.
With potentially ferocious weather coming through again, it's likely somebody in the river region will walk into a room the next day and see a spot in the ceiling. Because high winds, you don't need necessarily have severe weather. As your house settles, the potential for cracks developing is always there. And that includes the shingles, even the brick mortar. Water can get in through there and leave that hideous stain in the ceiling. At that point, your first fear, it's almost like your stomach drops. So, no, we're going to have to think about replacing the roof. Most of the time, you don't. It's just that simple thing where water gets in. to a place that wasn't there before creates the stank. Jones Brothers is the company you want to call. Now, of course, they will check to make sure your roof is in good shape for future use, but most of the time, they just trace the source of the water coming in, dispatch a painter who specializes in touching up those areas, and you're done. And you're not spending the kind of money it takes to replace the roof. But eventually, every home is going to need one. When that time comes, trust Jones Brothers. That's why they've been in business for 7 decades plus, because their reputation for integrity, their guarantee on a roof is rock solid. In fact, if you go to jbroof.com, you'll see 3 examples of roofs they redid to make sure they left a happy customer behind. Also at Jones Brothers, replacement windows and doors and all kinds of services, even screened in areas for your home, featuring a new roofing material that reflects the heat back into the sky so it's usable year-round. That's Jones Brothers, 800-264-8009. And again, jbroof.com. And now, the boys and girls, time for today's $10 Food Outlet Pop Quiz with Quizmaster Jay.
Man, I don't know where to go on this one. There's so many options here.
Yes, if you're doing... You doing Fat Man?
I was thinking about doing Fat Man.
Okay.
You could have
asked how
I was
much
gonna, yeah, how much does he weigh now?
Now.
Yeah. Yeah,
or how much he did weigh, or
yeah, he weighed, okay, so here we go. Big old Fat Man in Saudi. He weighed 1,340 pounds, ordered by the king to lose weight. In 2017 he weighed what?
Oh, that's good.
What was his weigh in 2017?
Let me give you a clue. 272-9228. I think this is a tough. Well, lines are ringing. 272-9228.
His pants could be used as a tent.
7:33. While we're lining up calls, let's check traffic.
Rolling through the middle of the 7 o'clock hour, and Montgomery Skywatch sees a lot of traffic headed into the downtown area. Watch yourself on Madison Avenue. There's a lot of folks rolling into town with you. We also see a big crowd coming off of I-85 onto South Union Street, so be careful in that area as well. If you're rolling in from Prattville on I-65, the jam up around the River Bridge has started early this morning due to an accident, so watch out. It is backing up around the Northern Boulevard and Highway 143. I-85 doesn't have any issues. Be careful if you're coming into Montgomery that way. If you're headed in from Wetumpka, there is a delay at the Redland Road traffic light, but other than that, you're going to have a smooth ride into town. School zones are in effect, so watch your speed limit. It's 15 miles an hour in a school zone. Trenum State Community College is offering an introduction to APP development with SWIFT. Classes are only $75 and start May 13th. Call Renita Scott at 420-4400 for more information. I'm Jeff Blake, Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
Hurt and wrecked that wasn't your fault? Get the tiger on your side with Stuart Vance. 333-3333.
Representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
All right. Betty broke away from Veronica long enough to call us. Betty, good morning.
Hey. Hi.
Betty.
You there?
Yes.
Hi.
Hi, how are you?
Great.
Good.
Nice of you to call. Do you have the answer we need so you can win this $10?
We won his skinny weight in 2017.
His skinny weight, yeah. Not his heavy weight.
Right.
Okay. 150?
Correct. Yeah.
Right on.
Yeah.
I think he saved the old pants, though, just in case.
That sounds good.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just the opposite problem. I got clothes I'd love to get back into.
Right.
Still there.
Yeah.
Hoping.
Someday.
Betty, you have won $10 of free shopping at Food Outlet, and of course that's redeemable in Montgomery, Prattville, or twice a day Millbrook.
That's great.
Now, were you saying you were a first-time caller? No, you. What was the situation?
Well, yes, I am.
Whoa!
Yes.
Oh, congratulations! Times two!
Jebra?
Please clap.
Yes. Well, now that you've done it, you'll probably want to do it again and again. So hold on and have that first experience with Jay.
Well.
On the phone.
Dude, you want to do it again just like they do in Millbrook?
Yeah, well,
good Lord.
Generally after people have been on the phone with Jay, they say,
do it again, I like it.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, a family-owned company with competitive pay and great benefits. Good home time and new equipment arriving daily. Be a part of the family. Give Wiley Sanders a call at 855-777-9785.
All is quiet in Alabama right now. We are looking off to the west, and we're seeing still some warnings over in portions of Mississippi. It looks like, you know, I do see a couple of little showers, though, around Selma, Greenville. But the bigger storms come in later on this afternoon and into the evening hours tonight. Check out my morning video this morning, because you'll get an idea of the threat level where you live in your town, and also get a general idea on the timeline of these storms coming in later. A few of the storms could be strong, possibly severe, especially by later on in the afternoon and into through the early evening. All of this ends by late tonight with the high today around 80, tonight's low 63, and then tomorrow. Look for maybe a shower early in the day, otherwise improvement by midday and into the afternoon as the sun returns. Friday's high around 80. Perfect weekend with sunshine. 82 Saturday, 85 Sunday, 88 Monday, and perhaps flirting with the 90-degree mark as we get into Tuesday and Wednesday. Beach forecast looking pretty good as well, with highs in the 70s over the weekend. Gulf water temperature now at 72. Right now this morning, partly cloudy skies. The dew point is running high, indicating the air is getting juicier. It's at 60, and the temperature is 62 now at 736.
Smart Skin Spa and Salon is the River Region's full-service med spa, day spa, and salon. Located in historic downtown Prattville, with over 500 square feet, Smart Skin offers over 100 services of all things beauty and relaxation. Find them online or on Facebook now.
You know the guy Kuda that called earlier? He sent me the after photo for the finished look of 85 and Eastern Boulevard, and I just put it on Facebook. You should enlarge it so you can see. But I was pretty accurate on the way it's shaping up. Here's Papa John, who, by the way, we should thank for the delicious scrambled eggs that came with your steak today.
Please clap.
Hey, thank you.
I'm glad y'all had fun. Rich, I love that term, the air's getting juicier.
Yeah, it's when the dew point gets higher, yeah. I mean, we're about to get into that time of the year, aren't we?
Oh, yeah. You know, I call because I've got a question, and maybe Jay or somebody can do some research on it. I know individually we don't own a radio at home except in the form of an alarm clock.
Yeah, I got you.
And we ended up buying an Echo. And interestingly enough, when you say, Alexa, tune to 93.1 FM in Montgomery, Alabama, yeah. Alexa responds, News Talk Radio, then start streaming.
Right.
Yeah, sure it does.
It really, really is neat. It's given us an extra way to listen that we did not have before.
Yeah.
So
it's funny you mention that, because there's a story this morning that 1 in 5 people trust Alexa to babysit their kids. How does that happen?
I don't know. My question, though, is I wonder if somebody could do some research and find out how many what percentage of households have got a radio that is used for something other than a alarm clock.
Hmm.
I have a couple of decorative radios.
Let's see. I was going to say, we don't have a working radio except for the one we use as an alarm clock in a bedroom.
I have a big console record player jam that works. Be jealous. And it also serves as like a little bar. But it the radio part of it works. Everything on it works, the speakers and everything. Yeah. So it's tuned actually to the vault, because I feel like that's the kind of station that should be coming out of that console. Yeah.
Well, in our house, there's a counter right next to the door, and I walk in every day, and it's blasting Baron Coleman.
Yeah.
Why is it blasting Baron Coleman?
Because Roz listens and is, you know, bopping around the house, doesn't want to miss anything.
I've come home the last couple of days, like, to let the dogs out at lunchtime, and I can hear the radio in the bedroom. Like, it's super loud, and I think husband is forgetting to turn it off, or maybe he's leaving it on for the cats. I don't know.
We spied on you. We know what it was playing. Because we know where you live.
What movement is that?
Let me run. Y'all have a great day, and I'm glad you had a good source of protein this morning.
Appreciate it.
Oh, those eggs were phenomenal. Thank you, sir. It is 7:40. We have local news, Fox Business. And guess what?
What?
The Baumhauer's winning word. And then guess what?
What?
Marshall Tucker tickets. I almost said Marshall Ticker Tuckets. Catch my drift. 7:40.
Alabama News Network. I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. Wednesday was Human Trafficking Awareness Day at the Alabama State House. Multiple bills have been introduced to help fight human trafficking. One bill would require all healthcare workers to undergo human trafficking training. That bill is still in committee. Alabama Senate President Pro Tem Del Marsh will not run for U.S. Senate next year. Marsh said he concluded he would not enjoy Washington because he likes, quote, getting things done. Alabama Congressman Bradley Byrne and former Auburn University football coach Tommy Tuberville have announced they are running. And Alabama health officials are warning that a traveler passing through Alabama may have exposed people to measles. They say the traveler made stops in Livingston and Fort Payne on April 11th. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Happy Take Your Daughters and Sons to Work Day. Now that they're there, you don't have to do your job because you have to entertain them and keep them busy. It's Take Your Daughters and Sons to Work Day. Frustrating employers since 1993.
Parent company Philip Morris and Marlboro is reporting a disappointing winter quarter. Cigarette sales slipped down more than 14%. Candy company Hershey is reporting a better than expected quarter. Sales increased and were stronger than forecast. Southwest Airlines says it was impacted by the grounding of its 737 MAX jets, but still its business was better than expected in the winter quarter. Southwest says the issue cost the company more than $200 million. It was also dealing with severe weather, unscheduled maintenance of planes, the government shutdown, and fewer people taking vacations. Walmart has been told it cannot merge its British grocery unit, Asda, with British supermarket chain J. Sainsbury. Regulators in the United Kingdom believe Walmart's control over the business would result in higher prices for shoppers and would reduce competition. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Ginny Cosola.
Three reasons Ethos Life Insurance is great for you and your family. One, it's affordable. You can get hundreds of thousands of dollars in coverage for less than you spend on coffees each month. Two, our online application couldn't be easier. It takes just 10 minutes to complete. Three, with Ethos, you're protecting your family's financial future so you can rest easy. To receive your free quote and complete your application in minutes, visit ethoslife.com. ethoslife.com. Ethos. Insure your life. It's never been easier.
Help you?
Well, howdy. I'm Bill the Electrician. Come to wire up your new air compressors.
Oh, well, okay. Never seen an electrician pull up in a camo Jeep with deer antlers on the front.
Yeah, that 3 points of beauty, ain't it?
No matter what your electrician is driving, make sure it says Crosby Electric on the side. Crosby Electricians will take care of your electrical issues professionally and for a reasonable price.
Bill, you sure you know how to design these circuits?
Well, of course. And if I do get stuck, I got a secret weapon.
Oh, yeah?
YouTube.
Oh, boy.
Crosby Electric has been serving this area for over 50 years. We have the experience to do your job correctly.
Okay, let's try out these new air compressors.
Bill, you blew up my new compressors.
Yeah, sorry about that. Here, take my Jeep. It's yours.
What?
I'll just keep the horns, if that's okay.
Protect your property and yourself. Always call the experts at Crosby Electric or visit us at CrosbyElectric.com.
Brittany here with Wholesale Hunter, your destination for hunting, shooting, and camping gear. We are located in Wetumpka at the intersection of Highway 14 and Fire Tower Road. Our storefront is open weekdays from 9 till 5, but you can visit us anytime at WholesaleHunter.com. We carry a variety of firearms, ammo, optics, and reloading supplies. Call us at 888-900-4868. Please stop by and see us in Wetumpka or visit our website at WholesaleHunter.com. That's WholesaleHunter.com. Again, WholesaleHunter.com.
The Marshall Tucker Band is coming to the Montgomery Performing Arts Center, and News Talk 93.1 wants you to win tickets before they're gone.
On a check freight train, down at the station line. I don't care where it goes.
Tune into the 3-Minute and a Lady Morning Show with Greg, Jay, Emily, and Rich all week long to win tickets to see the Marshall Tucker Band at the MPAC on April 25th. Tickets to the Marshall Tucker Band at the Montgomery Performing Arts Center, April 25th, from News Talk 93.1.
Kara
Avena Village welcomes you to a cruise that never ends. Independent senior living with semi-private suites starting at $8.99 per month based on double occupancy. Private suites from $15.49. Learn more at caravitavillage.com.
Intellectually honest, philosophically consistent radio. News and views from 9 till noon. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, Inside Edition.
After weeks of rumors suggesting Britney Spears checked into a mental health facility, the singer now reassuring fans that she is A-OK.
I'm such a freak. I love with my girlfriends, just like anybody else.
All right, that made me feel worse, to be honest. No. She goes on and on and on.
It's amazing, but there's like harnesses and
it makes me happy.
Here is the basic story as I understand it.
She ate 45 hot dogs in 10 minutes.
What?
After she passed out in her wheelchair at Walmart.
And that obviously has been problematic for her, so we'll see.
Time now for Baumhauer's winning word of the day.
Oh, how exciting.
And the winning word of the day is...
Gulf.
Gulf.
As in Alabama Gulf Shrimp. In fact, I brought some of that home last night to Mrs. Ritterbrother from Baumhauer's. She goes through phases. She finds out something on the menu and does 2 or 3 weeks, and then we move on. There's so many different things to try. And I tried those, our word on Monday was roasted, those fire roasted wings.
Uh-huh.
I tried those last night.
How did that work for you?
They're very good.
Well, fantastic.
And I don't consider myself to be a wing connoisseur, per se.
Just gonna let you know.
Sometime between 3 and 6 this afternoon, during happy hour, I will ask you to be caller 9 at 272-9228 with the word golf, and if you are, you'll win lunch for two. At Baumhauer's Victory Grill. Don't forget, Thursday is Girls Night Out, Emily.
Woo!
6:30 to 9.
Speaking of, I got a message from Susanna last night. She was there, Eddie's wife.
Eddie's wife.
She sent me a picture of a plate of sweet potato fries with the blue cheese dressing, and she was like, this is amazing.
Yes. So, she did mention that to me.
I'm glad she did.
Rosie shared her sweet potato fries with me last night with the Thai sweet.
Mm-hmm. Did you try it with blue cheese, though?
I didn't have any around.
There was no blue cheese in the restaurant.
Well, no, there was. There was.
You just didn't want to. That's fine. Just admit it.
I'll try it next week. Mm-hmm. Next week, our Wednesday night gathering, it's all about me. Because I'm celebrating 14 years.
Yeah, April 28th is your anniversary.
Yeah, May 1st is next Wednesday. So we're going to do some stuff to say thanks for making it a great experience. We have a call. I don't know who it is. Hello? It
sounds like Morse code.
Hey, just had a quick question. I think I missed it, but is the Baumhauer's word of the day golf for this afternoon?
Golf.
As in golf shrimp.
Gulf Shrimp. Thank you. You guys, awesome. Keep up the great work.
Hey, thanks. Now remember, when I ask for the word, I just need Gulf. I don't need Gulf Shrimp. That would not be a winning answer.
But just, not Bubblegum Shrimp.
No. I know it sounds like nitpicking, but the rule is the rule, so.
Gotcha.
Thank you.
What a difference.
Oh, bless it.
You know, we have that unit hasn't been here since the studio was built, right?
No, just got
that unit.
But the filter in it has.
The filter looks like it has. But that thing was put in after I had already been on the show for like a year or so. Like that, we came in and it was done over the weekend.
Oh, okay.
Remember? Remember, Peepaw? Remember?
The filter goes back to the Dark Ages.
Peepaw? Well, let me see now there, Amy. I see if I can remember all the way back to that. I can't say that I can.
But Jay is being a team player this morning. Good on you, Jay.
That's... You think as much as Clay is up here, he'd do it.
Oh, dang. Hey, wait. Come here. Got it.
You got to take a picture of everything.
I've got to get the after picture when he's done cleaning it.
Oh.
A man's work is never done.
What?
It is 7:50, so are we ready now? He's leaving again.
Well, yeah, what do you need him
to
do?
There's two filters in there, so I'm going to clean this one out real quick.
But we got the Marshall Tucker contest.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I mean...
Can you hold on?
Yeah, that's all right.
Okay, what do you want to do?
Well, do we want to...
Do you want to do a conundrum?
There's carcinogens in that filter. We don't...
What?
We still need a mirror for that.
Huh? I'm so confused.
So am I.
I'm just sure, a simple woman.
Goes with the turf. While we're waiting for the return of Jay Scott, let me mention that everybody that's... I didn't get that guy's name. I didn't get to put him in the drawing. Gentleman that just called.
Oh, yeah.
To ask about the winning word.
Yeah.
Hey, call back and I'll answer the phone and you won't have to talk to me long, I promise, but just call back and give me your name.
Yes, so we can put you in the drawing, the Emily segment, tomorrow around 8:50.
Is it almost Friday already?
It really is.
My lands.
That's how I feel about it, too. I'm ready to play that magical, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
751.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Thanks for not noticing. Everybody that calls during the course of the week is eligible for some great prizes we give away, including...
Oh!
There's the guy. Works from Don Duncan All-American Tire and Auto. And that is a complete service on your vehicle, oil change, tire rotation, safety inspection, and brakes. They vacuum out your car for you. Before you come back to pick it up, just as a little extra courtesy and way of saying thanks for choosing us. When you need tires, they're the place to go because they carry every major name brand wholesale, direct from the manufacturer to their three locations here in town. One, downtown at 408 Madison. If you need your car services, drop it off and they'll get you back to your office. Same thing, office or home, Bell Road just north of Vaughan, and at twice a day, Millbrook on Highway 14. You're the McDonald's.
Jealous, you're all jealous.
Was that the guy?
Yeah, that was Edward M. And he Edward was him. Appreciative of it because one time he won the food outlet gift certificate like during the week or whatever, and then he won something in the grand prize drawing on Friday. So he likes to be included, and he's glad that
he's a smart guy.
We asked to get his name, and he also said that we're doing a fantastic job. Oh.
Well, we're waiting for the return of Jay. Have you, in the last 20 years, gone to a chain grocery store where they supposedly have all that extra buying power and found a loaf of bread for 71 cents?
No, never.
Mr. Thomas?
No, I did when I was young.
The toast, yes. I mean, really young, I think.
Yes.
The toast that you were served this morning is sure frying whole wheat, and it's always under a dollar a loaf, but... 71 cents for a loaf of bread. Holy 80s, Batman. That's pretty impressive.
The 80s were great.
They were a phenomenal decade. I kept making more and more money, and things were priced reasonably, except for mortgage interest rates. That's why you should buy now and call Morris, but I'm here to talk about Food Outlet. Sirloin tip roast, $2.95 a pound. By the way, guess what I got last night? A butt from Herman. And I made barbecue sauce, and if not tomorrow, Monday, you're going to have pulled pork sandwiches with my homemade barbecue sauce.
Good!
And you can have two or three if you want. They're really good. Quarter loin pork chops are $1.45 a pound. Those are great on the grill. And if you love bacon, stock up on Smithfield. It's $2.99 a package, and that's an excellent bacon for baking or frying. And, of course, throughout the store is cost plus 10%. Oh, and the Brian corn dogs. We talked about those yesterday. I may pick up a package of that, and we'll do corn dogs one morning.
Sounds good up to me.
So try Food Outlet and start saving real money. Honey Smacks, the big box, $2.94 package. And again, like Don Duncan, they're in Montgomery on Coliseum Boulevard. They are in Prattville, just west of 31 on Highway 14, and in Twice a Day, Millbrook. At 7:54, we'll... hit the traffic dungeon.
Traffic brought to you by United Heating, Air, and Plumbing. United Heating, Air, and Plumbing can now also take care of all of your electrical maintenance or add-ons. Call United Heating, Air, Plumbing, and Electricity today. United for your comfort. Montgomery Skywatch is getting a little bit closer to the 8 o'clock hour, and boy, we have a jam up on I-65. There's an accident around the Northern Boulevard that has traffic backing up almost to Cobbs Ford Road, so use care if you are coming in on 65. If you want to use 31 as an option, there are no delays there. Coming out of Wetumpka on 231, there's a delay at the Redland Road traffic light and through the Jasmine Hill area, so watch it there. If you're on the boulevard, traffic is really crowded, but everything is moving along pretty well. We have delays around the I-85 intersection and the Troy Highway. And first
further out on I-85 around the Chantilly Parkway, there's a slowdown between exit 11 and exit 9, so watch yourself there. School zones are in effect. Watch out around the school zones. The speed limit is 15 miles an hour. Festival Plaza is the center of shopping for East Montgomery with a bright, fresh new look. Shop Sheer Experience, Plato's Closet, and more. They're at the corner of Taylor and Vaughn, another great McClinton and Company development. I'm Jeff Blake, Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
Been in a wreck? Can't afford to go see a doctor? Call me, Stuart Vance, 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
Ooh. So, that's beautiful. That is just beautiful.
Smile, Jay.
Very nice. I can see your shirt now through it.
Merriam-Webster adding some new terms to the dictionary. We get this list every year. As our language keeps on evolving, among the new entries to the Merriam-Webster Dictionary, EGOT, all caps, E-G-O-T, standing for
Emmy, Grammy, Oscar, Tony.
And if you do that in a lifetime, you are an EGOT. That is a noun.
I'm missing five of those.
You have an Emmy. I've seen it.
Oh, that's right.
You
do have an Emmy.
Missing four.
I have an Emmy.
Buzzy. Causing or characterized by a lot of speculation or excited talk or attention. Stan, it's a verb. To exhibit fandom to an extreme or excessive degree. I don't think I've ever heard that used.
Because you don't listen to Eminem.
We got Eminem adding words to the dick. We're doomed.
No.
We got some M&Ms in here?
Yes, we do.
Maybe in the drawer. But listen, no. Jay, correct me if I'm wrong, but Eminem's song Stan about like the really intense fan.
Yeah.
Isn't that what kind of spawned this?
What was the definition? I didn't hear the definition.
Well, we'll have to ask Greg very nicely to do it again.
To exhibit fandom to an extreme or excessive degree, like will there be people standing at the Avengers movie this weekend? A little bit too carried away with
standing?
It. Stanning.
Stanning. I see. Just looking through my Facebook page, a buddy of mine out in California went to the 22 film marathon where they were showing it 24 hours a day. They were showing all 22 films leading up to it, but that was over a 24-hour, I mean, it was a, you know, at 1 in the morning, a movie started. At 3 in the morning, another movie started. Right. So, there might be some, but that's exactly where that comes from.
Eminem. Stan.
If Eminem.
Made Dido popular in the States.
Marshall Mathers.
Yes.
The New English.
Yeah, and he's been sober for like
11 years now.
11 years, yeah.
Garbage time, a noun, the final moments of a game in which one side has an insurmountable lead, substitutes enter the game in place of starting players. It's garbage time. Peak, P-E-A-K, being at the height of popularity, use, or attention, used before the name of a product, person, or cultural trend. In other words, this is peak radio.
What a bunch of crap.
And snowflake.
Oh, we know what that means.
Yeah,
we know what that means.
Overly sensitive.
I'm sorry, we buttered you.
So the buttery one calls us a lot.
Not me.
Sure.
Jay, I would offer you one of these peanut butter eggs, but this is the last one.
Just going to go to Amazon and buy my own.
By the way, you haven't reported on your... Post-Easter
I didn't go. You know, I'm trying to lose weight, and so...
Yeah, me too.
That was not a... The more I thought about it, I was like, don't do this. Because you will go, and you'll find something you want. It'll be a peanut butter chocolate bunny or something, and it'll be like a dollar, and you'll buy $20 worth. Or you'll buy ever how many they got left.
I hear you.
So don't do that to yourself. Yeah. Just don't do it. Don't do it.
Stretch it one a day.
I look like I stretch.